ജായദ്വൈത ചന്ദ്ര ജയ ഗൗര ഭക്തവൃന്ദ ജയ ജയ ശ്രീ ചൈതന്യ ജയ നിത്യാനന്ദ ജായദ്വൈത ചന്ദ്ര ജയ ഗൗര ഭക്തവൃന്ദ ഹരേ കൃഷ്ണ 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 ഹരേ 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 രാമ ഹരേ രാമ 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 ഹരേ ഹരേ he already previously had an argument with over Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's divinity or non-divinity. And ultimately he then invited Lord Chaitanya that you're spending all your time in all these emotional activities, sentimental activities. Better that you... He said that you're a little crazy. But the solution for insanity was to actually hear Vedanta, which is quite interesting. Modern psychiatrists, psychologists would go for that. But that was one of the medicines that he was prescribing, that if you just listen to the philosophy of Vedanta Sutra, that'll get your head straight. And so that sort of semi-open area, it's a, if you haven't been there, it's the end of a courtyard, actually, and it's covered, and it's, but it's open from the front, and there's the seat where Chaitanya Mahaprabhu sat, and where Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya also sat, and they discussed, probably, in the presence of other disciples. He was the scholar of the day. I don't know, this is Mr. Hawkins nowadays is the authority on astrophysics and what demoniac mentality is all about. Then to that was Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya in terms of Vedanta scholarship and sannyasi study under him. Very interesting. And it was interesting that in that conversation with Gopinath Acharya, that Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya suggested that he reconfirm his sannyas, which was sort of Chaitanya Charitam's version of reinitiation. He says, it seems like he's in a lower sampradaya, he's in a Bharati sampradaya, Maya sannyasi, kind of hierarchy of sannyasis. He should take sannyas in a higher sampradaya. Obviously, it's not going to be from him because he was a grihastha. But it was something that was acceptable. They called it samskar. He should take another samskar again, retake his samskars. And they discussed for 7 days. They didn't discuss, actually. Lord Chaitanya just sat and listened. I take it that the 7 days meant it wasn't like Shukadeva Goswami and Parikshit Maharaj, that they didn't eat, they didn't drink, but that life sort of continued on, and they kept coming back every day, and they sat down and continued the discussion. And at the end of the discussion, then Lord Chaitanya, very humble, accepted what he had, or he listened for those 7 days. And when Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya asked, so well, did you understand what he said? I said, oh, I don't understand a word that you said. He said, well, why don't you ask? He said, well, I understand Vedanta Sutra perfectly, but what you're not saying doesn't make any sense, which is usually what people don't tell their gurus. Here was his guru. But it's quite interesting that Lord Chaitanya didn't wait for the first day, the second day, the third day, or interrupt. He just let him go on and on. And it's interesting, and that's just why Lord Chaitanya let him get it out. Yesterday we had this discussion. Krupamurti was making this point. Can we hear? And let people talk it out and then continue from. So Lord Chaitanya let Sarvabhauma talk it out. And when he was finished, then he continued. He didn't just cut him off and immediately there would have been a debate. So it was, anyway, let's chant this verse and see just exactly what it is that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is saying. Antaranga chit shakti tatashta jiva shakti.
Antaranga chit shakti tatashta jiva shakti.
Bahiranga vayati nekara prema bhakti. Antaranga Chit Shakti Tatashta Jiva Shakti
Antaranga Chit Shakti Tatashta Jiva Shakti
Bahiranga Maya Tine Kari Prema Bhakti
Bahiranga Maya Tine Kari Prema Bhakti
Antaranga
Antaranga
The internal potency
Chit
Shakti
Chit Shakti
The spiritual potency Tatashta
Marginal potency
Jiva Shakti
Living entities
Bahiranga
Bahiranga
The external potency
Maya
Maya The illusory energy
Tine
All three of them
Kare
Do Prema Bhakti Devotional service and love Translation The spiritual potency of the Supreme Personality of Godhead also appears in three phases, internal, marginal, and external. These are all engaged in his devotional service in love. Please repeat. The spiritual potency, of the Supreme Personality of Godhead
also appears in three phases.
Internal, marginal, and external. These are all engaged in his devotional service and love. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. The spiritual potency of the Lord is manifest in three phases, the internal or spiritual potency, the marginal potency, which is the living entities, and the external potency known as Maya Shakti. We must understand that in each of these three phases, the original spiritual potencies of pleasure, eternity, and knowledge remain intact when the potencies of spiritual pleasure and knowledge are both bestowed upon the conditioned souls. The conditioned souls can escape the clutches of the external potency Maya, which acts as a cover obscuring one's spiritual identity. When freed, the living entity awakens to Krishna consciousness and engages in devotional service with love and affection. Om Gyanati Virandasya Gyanati Virashalakaya Chakshuru Militam Dina Tasman Shri Yirvama Yashi Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Adhiti Radha Shri Vashtari Gauru Bhakti Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare
Hare Rama Hare Rama
The spiritual potency of the Supreme Personality of Godhead also appears in three phases, internal, marginal, and external. These are all engaged in his devotional service and love. This argument that I was speaking about earlier started quite a ways back. And it's very similar to the argument that takes place between Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Prakashananda Saraswati, which is in Adilila Volume 7. And it's Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Five Features, which is very interesting because when I joined, that was a book that we were distributing on the street to people. Srila Prabhupada did that to everybody. This heavy, heavy Maya Vadi philosophy. I mean, reviewing Maya Vadi philosophy, or at least heavy philosophy, really about as thick as philosophy goes, maybe earlier on in Adilila. There's some chapter 5 really sort of detailed philosophy on Lord Nityananda's tattva, But this is about as heavy as it goes, and this is what we were out on the streets. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in 5 features in this little booklet, along with the transcendental teachings of Prahlad Maharaj. And Prabhupada was very eager. In fact, before Chaitanya Charitamrita came out, Prabhupada had actually translated.
That was the first thing you translated.
But we were distributing this other volume of Chaitanya Charitamrita.
Oh, the teachings of Lord Chaitanya.
No, we're distributing a separate
Professor Samuel?
First to seven, chapters 1 to 7.
It was
a big book.
Professor Samuel.
Huh? No. It was we were distributing. Prabhupada had some DVD. It's a big book. I remember it well. I passed out a lot of it. Chaitanya Charitamrita. It was Adilila, and it was the first 7 chapters. And Prabhupada was very eager to get those out, and that's what we distributed. Before this whole series all came out, we were distributing that as a separate book, if you look in the... No?
Yeah.
It was on the parallel
in
universe.
America. I don't think.
No, we had it also.
There it is in South America.
We had 5 features, but he's talking about something.
No, there's a little book, quite a big book.
Yeah.
Bigger size book.
That's right. The Lord Chaitanya just dancing on the cover. And it was 1 to 7, Adilila 1 to 7, and we started distributing it right away. And then in 76, then the whole set came out with the golden cover. That was a different. Thank you, Mark. I thought I veered off, you know, parallel universe or something. And it's heavy philosophy, and of course often the question comes up, why? Oh no, before I go there, I'll just come back to very, very similar. The train of logic that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu uses is almost identical in both of these arguments. And I remember some long time ago in my youth being in Jagannath Puri and just studying Mayavadi. I started writing a book on Mayavadi philosophy, but it all became one, so I stopped. And I just continued on somewhere else. But and I was really amazed, and it's and the significance of it really, in one sense, became very clear when I read this. Why should the Prabhupada always concentrating on this Mayavad philosophy and the Nirvishesha Shunyavadi, and you're all the Mayavadis, we're all Mayavadis? I never heard of the word until I came to Krishna consciousness. And I never even thought it was all one. I never thought. What to speak of think that it was all one. I never thought about philosophy. I was just thinking about bridges and structures and engineering. I don't think about philosophy. But in this Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur's little book, Go Brahman Vaishnava, then you find a very interesting section. It's just 2 paragraphs, and it talks about the descent of the jiva, which I won't get into. But Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur explains how this living entity, who's Tathashta Shakti, how he's in this stage of Shantaras, or neutrality. And he's not engaged directly in active service, but he has that relationship. He's in that relationship with Krishna. And but due to a deficiency of knowledge of Krishna and service to Krishna, he says he becomes indifferent to Krishna, and the seed of material enjoyment awakens in him, and then. And these are like systematic steps. And then he turns towards the material energy. And then Mayavad philosophy, impersonalism, awakens in it. In other words, this denying Krishna's divinity becomes synonymous with the living entity's entrance into the material world. Yura, the Mayavadis, means it's the philosophy or the underlying philosophy to rationalize our existence in this world, which then sprouts up in different types of other philosophies, other religions, other types of belief. I've yet to meet, and I've met from every religious denomination, I've yet to meet anyone, any religious leader. Ultimately, when you really, really, really go deep, this concept of God as a person, and God has a form, he has a personality, he moves, he acts, it just stops. You come face to face with Mayavad. Twice I went with, in Catholic Church, because we have 11, what are they, cardinals or bishops? Who are the chief people in the country?
Cardinals.
Well, we have 11 in Hungary, and one of them is
Bishops is before the Pope.
The heads of the Catholic Church in Hungary. And this is I was just going to tell Panohamnaba Mien Odalupan as if I'm talking Hungarian to the Hungarians, but they're not responding to me.